You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Ross!
What is up, Ross? How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We are we're very, very excited. First, can I assume you will be at the game, or do you have other responsibilities?
You cannot assume, but... I will be at the game.
Oh.
Listen to this, by the way.
Yeah.
So you'll appreciate this because I'm in the booth Sunday for Westwood One nationally. So it'll be myself and Ian Eagle for Niners Eagles. So you can't hear it on your station or in the Bay Area. But if you're in Kansas or, I don't know, Michigan or wherever, you can listen.
All right.
and then I'll drive – about a third of the way, maybe, and sleep in my own house in Harrisburg in the state capital, Hershey area. Then Monday, I'm going to drive the rest of the way across the state to Pittsburgh. I'm on sideline for Texans Steelers on the radio. So
that's awesome.
Got a little double dip going. Although first, tomorrow morning, driving to Atlantic City because my daughter has a volleyball tournament at one of the casinos. Guess what? You guys are going to lose your mind when you hear this.
Fellas.
I didn't know this was still a thing. It's one of the last places in the United States where they legally allow smoking indoors.
Are you kidding me?
And they're having a middle school volleyball tournament there.
Wow.
You buy them a pair of smokes before the tourney.
Camel.
I just tried to buy an oxygen mask off of Amazon. I cannot believe that there's a place where that's actually a thing still. It's unbelievable to me.
Man. Well, that's a hell of a weekend.
Wow.
That's as perfect a weekend as you can have. Let's focus on Sunday's game between the Eagles and the 49ers. I'll just overall thoughts and how could the Niners win this game? Let's put it that way.
Well, let's start with that. I think it would be one of the more impressive victories of Kyle Shanahan's career. And I really believe that. Not that the Eagles are some unbeatable team, because they're not. But when you consider, you know, the Niners put so much into that game on Saturday night to try to get that beloved bye, to try to get home field advantage. I mean, you heard the quotes from Juszczyk and whatever. They knew how important that was.
Mm.
And let's be honest, they kind of got the crap beat out of them.
Yes.
I mean, the score should not have been 13-3. They are fortunate. Now, the flip side is they could have scored on the interception off of McCaffrey's hip or whatever. But it felt like the Seahawks thoroughly dominated that game, especially physically. Meanwhile, the Eagles, more or less, all their key players got the week off, which is, I believe, critical this time of year. Now, we'll see. Maybe it ends up backfiring. But I just can tell you, as a former player, man, if you would have given me a week off, you would have enabled me to feel just a little bit better towards the end of the year. I would have loved that. That would have been more important to me than anything else. So now the Niners have to go across the country and go into the Hornets' nest that is a home playoff game for the Eagles. Sirianni's never lost one. It is a very, very tough environment. And so if they go in there and get this done.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Man, it's super impressive. The thing is they can, you know. Yeah. I know their defense isn't good, but they only give up 13 points. You know, find a way. Robert Saleh, mask tape, duct tape, any kind of tape you can find, put it all together. Hold the Eagles' offense under 20, which is doable because the Eagles' offense has been very inconsistent this year. And then we know the Niners' offense is electric. I don't know what happened Saturday night, but it had been electric. Now, the Eagles' defense is really, really good. But I think a reasonable outcome would be like 20-17 Niners. Gotcha. You know, somewhere there, 20-17, maybe even 23-20. Feels to me like it's a race to 20. First team that scores 20 wins, and I think the Niners can do it. Look, I'm picking the Eagles to win the game, but I don't think it's some blowout. I think it's 23-20, 24-20. And I think the Eagles, I'd be surprised if they lost, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Ross, you're one of those dudes, you cannot like me, but I still like you. You're my guy, man, and you're talented. Now, let me give you a fun fact about me. I didn't dub myself Guru. The inventor of sports talk radio out of Cleveland, the great Pete Franklin, gave me that moniker, right? And it stuck. But this is why I feel like a guru. I listened to you call that Eagle Commander game, and I thought to myself, why would Sirianni not go for the 2 seed? And then I remind myself, they're defending champs, and maybe they're like, we're not scared of anybody we get in the draw. Is there anything to that and what the Eagles may be relying on? Like, we're ultra confident whoever we host.
Well, you have to go through all the scenarios. And the day before the game, I asked Sirianni, I said, if you controlled it, if you were in the Bears situation, would you be playing your guys tomorrow? And he said, maybe, but I don't have to deal in those hypotheticals, you know? I think the lack of control is what bothered them. Think about it. You could play your guys, your starters, and still lose the game to the Commanders. You could play your guys and win the game, but you get a couple injuries or an injury.
Yeah.
You could play your guys and win, but so do the Bears. So you accomplish nothing. If you actually kind of game theory it out and go through all the scenarios, you know, this was the only scenario that really looked bad for them. And they knew it was a possibility, which is we play the backups, we lose, the Bears lose. But the thing is their backups blew it. I mean, they still had 10 ways. You watch the game, Guru. They still had 10 ways they should have won the game with McKee and those guys. And I do think I'm not going to call it bravado, but when you talk with those players, they just not only won the Super Bowl, but they blew through everybody. You know what I mean? Like the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, they won by 30 points. So I think that they would much rather have had the week off and play whoever we got to play. Niners instead of the Packers, no problem. Play in Chicago next week instead of home, no problem. Just let us feel healthy. Let us feel rested. They would rather that than, you know, trying to pick their opponent or whatever and still feel beat up.
Yeah, Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Island guest line. And insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I mean, we're going to find out if it was a good decision or bad decision. Sunday, you know how everybody will do that. If the 49ers beat the Eagles, then the rest made the Eagles rusty. And you know what I mean?
I totally appreciate you saying that.
Look back.
Yeah, Steiny, well, 1,000%. It's like there's even people that said that they liked the Eagles' decision to rest the guys before the game. And then after it played out, they flipped. They switched. Oh, no, they shouldn't have rested those guys. They had a chance at the number 2 seed. You know, the way I've been describing it is the players kind of got to make Sirianni right. You know, Sirianni more or less stuck up for them. Sirianni did them a solid. Sirianni gave those guys a paid week off and said, I believe in you guys. they got to go out there on Sunday and make him right. You know, that's kind of how I look at it is, you know, he did them a favor on some level that he didn't have to do to let them be rested and healthy, give them the week off. He had their back. Now they got to go out and have his back and perform and beat San Francisco.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ross Tucker here on 95.7 The Game, Odyssey's NFL Insider. Let me ask you, Guru was saying this earlier in the week, and I was like, yeah, I hear what you're saying. And he was saying, why wouldn't Saquon Barkley run the ball 25 or 30 times? But we had Mike Quick on yesterday and asked him essentially that question, and he's like, because we can't run the football effectively, and that's who we've been. So, like, why wouldn't you guys be able to run the football against this 49ers defense?
Well, they're certainly going to try. And the thing that they haven't done much this year that I do think they'll do in this game is use Jalen Hurts' legs, which is really tough because it gives them an extra blocker. It puts a lot more stress and pressure on the defense than the Niners already had Saturday night, because Darnold wasn't really a threat as a runner, at least not in the design run. So I think they're going to try. The reality is their offensive line is not what it was last year. Last year, I thought it was clearly the best in the NFL. And in the second half of games, Saquon Barkley, guys, had over 1,700 yards in the second halves because they would kind of wear you down, and then they'd have a lead. You'd stack the box. He'd break a 70-yarder. Good night. That really hasn't happened this year. And so that's a big difference. But they're going to certainly try. Last year I thought number one offensive line. This year they're probably not top 10. You know, they've had guys in and out. The guys that are playing have been banged up. You'll see. And we'll see if the week off helped. But they're a good offensive line now. They're not a dominant one.
Real quick here, is Lane going to play? We heard he practiced. You think he's going to go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I'd be shocked if he didn't. The question is, you know, does he aggravate it? Does he play the whole time? Probably the same question I would have for you guys about Trent Williams at this point.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like he's going to try, too. He was running a little yesterday, but looks like he's in the similar situation. I'll tell you one thing. One way I could see the Niners winning this game, but I don't know how much of a factor this guy's going to be, Ross, but how much do you think Kelee Ringo's going to play? Because I got to believe the 49ers could take advantage of him after the play I saw him make or not make last weekend.
He won't play one snap.
Look at you.
I mean, he'll play on special teams, and he's awesome on special teams. But barring something very unforeseen, he will not play on defense.
Kind of a joke.
You know, he's like a physical phenom.
Really?
And it's always funny. I mentioned this during the game. If you ever see like a physical phenom making plays on special teams and you're wondering, why is that guy not playing more on defense or offense or whatever? That's why.
I gotcha.
You know, the best way to describe it, the nicest way, is to say that the intricacies of the game do not come naturally.
Gotcha.
And that's a real thing in every sport.
No doubt.
I mean, there's guys in the NBA that are 6'9 and can drain threes and dunk like crazy, but they're still not really that good if you watch. You know, you're like, why isn't this guy averaging 22 and 10 a game and they don't even play that much?
Wow.
It's because they just it's a feel for the game thing.
Yeah.
Ross, let me ask you this, because you played the game and I'm still stuck, and Stoney's like, you got to let it go. But Saturday, I know Seattle's a damn good defense, but we seen Brock Purdy against Chicago, and you know, this whole year they went on a run doing the electric boogaloo in the end zone. They couldn't be stopped in 3 points. So Ricky Pearsall didn't play. Brandon Ayuk, that was a debacle. But now I feel like, and I'm telling Stoney and the listeners, you're missing those explosive guys against top-tier defenses. Purdy's a good quarterback, but how handicapped is he or handcuffed is he if he doesn't have those burners on the outside going up against now the likes of Seattle and Philly this weekend?
Very, very. Because the Eagles are the toughest defense in the league to throw in the intermediate area.
Oh, man.
And they're very good underneath. And Ricky's like the one guy that it felt like could take the top off the defense, could give you the run after the catch, could beat man coverage on the outside. Juwan Jennings has had a terrific year, but it's a lot of contested catches. It's red zone touchdowns. You know, those things are positives for sure. Not the year he had last year, but those things are positives. But everything just kind of gets compressed. So watch the safeties for the Eagles. Watch where Blankenship is and Epps. Are they at 20 yards, 15 yards, 12 yards? You know, you watch them and the windows just get smaller because it gets more and more condensed. You know, Quinyon Mitchell, I think people are averaging 47% completion percentage against him, which is the best in the NFL. And then Cooper DeJean at nickel, he's 48%. You know, I mean, there's a reason why both those guys are going to the Pro Bowl. They're going to make it. It will be tough. I think the recipe, quite frankly, for the Niners, I think they got to run the rock. I think this has to be a big-time McCaffrey run the football game because the Eagles' pass defense is excellent. When they do throw it, they got to target Adoree Jackson, number 8, because Quinyon and Cooper DeJean, those guys are really, really good.
All right, Ross, I'm going to let you go on this one. We always have a little fun in here and a little debate. 49ers obviously playing a big game, so we had some guys call in and kind of pretend they were giving a pep talk. And I always am like, that's not really how it goes. So tell me this. You're Kyle Shanahan before the game, all right, and you're addressing the team. Is it rah-rah, or is it something like, look, I don't have to tell you guys how important this game is. You guys have played football all your lives. I think we got, you know, the game plan's right. Listen, if we win the toss today, we're taking the ball. I know we usually defer, but today we're taking the ball. Let's go. As opposed to a yelling win one for the Gipper.
He doesn't feel like a rah-rah motivational win one for the Gipper guy to me. And that's okay, by the way. I mean, I had Marty Schottenheimer, Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick, Joe Gibbs. Like, I had Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer. Marty Schottenheimer could get the hair on the back of your neck to stand up.
Before, wow. Before a game.
Could get you fired up.
Wow.
So we're talking before a game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anytime.
Right.
Night before training camp started.
Wow.
That was not the case for Spurrier or even Parcells or Gibbs or Belichick. Certainly not Belichick. I think what Shanahan says is, guys, listen, you know what the last couple months have been like. When we're right, when we do our thing, we are unstoppable. Mm. I don't care who we're playing. When we're detailed and we're locked in, we're the best offensive team in the NFL. I don't care who the Eagles have on defense. I don't care about the crowd. When we get it rolling, we are unstoppable. And defense, look, I know we don't have Fred. I know we don't have Nick. You know what I also know? Seattle only scored 13 points. And if you remember, we had some other games where team didn't even score 10. You guys are gutsy. I love the way you fly around. We're going to bring two waves of D linemen at them. I don't even know who the linebackers are today. I don't care. We got Upton Stout. We got Malik Mustafa, Jair Brown. You three guys are my DB assassins. You're going to light up whoever has the ball whenever they have it, and we're winning this game.
Mm, I like it.
Ross, before you go, give us a score. What's your gut tell you? Honestly, what's your gut tell you about this game?
Yeah, I think 23-20 Philly, but it might not be that close. They might get a second. They might go up by two scores late in the game if the Niners – just kind of run out of gas.
Yeah. Hey, Ross.
Thanks a lot, man.
Really, hey, enjoy this weekend. It sounds like it's going to be a great weekend for you and your family, man.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, guys.
Yes, sir. That's Ross Tucker.